You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling and NoCo Christmas Light Pros here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% Aloe Internet. It's fiber optic connection, by the way. Internet, TV, phone service options, fastest there is. There's no boofering, no lag, no death circles, just crazy fast speeds, guaranteed. Trust me, I know this. You can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley or call 970-503-5055. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling. From helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property, trust you're in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. And finally, we're sponsored by NoCo Christmas Light Pros. This upcoming holiday season, it is coming fast. You can light up somebody's world. NoCo Christmas Light Pros and 1310 KFKA, they are giving away free professional holiday house decoration. Are you kidding me? Nominate yourself or someone you know who truly deserves a little extra holiday magic. It could be a friend, a neighbor, or a family member who could use a bright surprise this Christmas. But don't wait. This giveaway runs now through October 31st, Halloween, Spooky Town. Go to 1310kfka.com to submit your nomination today. That's 1310kfka.com. And we can make this holiday season shine with NoCo Christmas Light Pros. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It's Monday, September 22nd, 2025, and we are going to start off the week with a really spicy kablamo. As you guys notice, there's a mix of sun and clouds out there. We've already had a few light rain showers, some beautiful rainbows. Mother Nature is just kind of clearing her throat. She hasn't even started to sing yet. As we go throughout the afternoon, we get a little daytime heating ahead of a really strong cold front that's going to plow through this afternoon and evening. Could be 15 to 25 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts 35 to 45 miles per hour. And that's just the wind associated with the barometric pressure change along the front. We haven't even talked about the precipitation side of this. We're going to have scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms develop on the western slope and in the mountains by, say, 1 to 2 o'clock. And as the cold front moves through, providing more lift and instability associated with this trough of low pressure, those scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms are going to move down into the foothills and eventually onto I-25 in the eastern plains as we head into this afternoon and evening. At the same time, the upper level low, if you will, is going to move into western Colorado, so additional showers and thunderstorms are likely through midnight. And once those showers and thunderstorms get above, say, 9 to 10,000 feet along the Continental Divide, it could turn to heavy, wet snowfall, and we could have some snow squalls, some snow squirrels. Buckle up, people. This is what you get. Snow squalls, by definition, it's a quick burst, 15 to 30 minutes of very heavy snow, a quarter-mile visibility or less, and winds at least 30 miles per hour or greater. So it can create dangerous driving conditions, whiteout conditions at times, and these squalls can hit with little to no warning. You know, this is why the now casting side of what I do is really, really important, providing updates in real time so that when I do see one coming, I can push that information out on the socials as fast as possible. But as this storm eventually moves off the mountains, surface low pressure is going to develop in northeast Colorado overnight and into the day on Tuesday, which is going to put northern Colorado, northeast Colorado, the Cheyenne Ridge and southeast Wyoming, portions of the western Nebraska Panhandle, especially along I-80, and portions of western Kansas under what we call the deformation zone. The deformation zone is the north and west side of the storm circulation. Think about the calm ahead, if you will, of the storm. There's a big tug of war going on in the atmosphere. The deformation zone is air rotating counterclockwise around the storm moving towards the west. So think of that as an upslope component. It's moving in the opposite direction that the surface low pressure is moving, which is towards the southeast. So those two moving in opposite directions creates a tug of war in the atmosphere, and it's like wringing out a sponge. It enhances precipitation rates, and I think if the current forecast models maintain their current trends over the next 36 to 48 hours, there could be some significant amounts of rainfall that take place, especially along and north of I-70. So in and north of Denver, the foothills of Boulder, Larimer County, Jefferson County, going up the I-76 corridor, going out onto the eastern plains along and north of I-70, 1 to 2 inches of rain is a very real possibility. There could be some isolated locations that get more. The further south you travel, I think that heavy rain transitions into scattered hit or miss showers and thunderstorms. So as you travel further south away from the Palmer Divide and across the southeast plains of Colorado, unfortunately, those amounts are going to drop. But as you head up in elevation above 9 to 10,000 feet, significant snow accumulation is possible, snur accumulation. Looking at the high-resolution forecast models this morning for places like Long's Peak, Cameron Pass, Rabbit Ears Pass, maybe Berthoud Pass, Rocky Mountain National Park, the Alpine Center, the highest elevations of the Laramie Range, so like Elk Mountain, 1 to 2 feet? Are you kidding me? This is so awesome. So that's a very real possibility. So if any of you, for some reason, have outdoor plans that take you above the timberline on the highest peaks of the Continental Divide over the next 1 to 2 days, please be mindful of these changing conditions. You do not want to be caught on Long's Peak or going over the passes during this kind of storm. Now, roads may stay wet initially, but as we go overnight and into the day on Tuesday, winter driving conditions over the passes is going to be a very real possibility. And that could be as far south as the Eisenhower and Johnson tunnels and Loveland Pass going through I-70 and along Highway 6. So if you can postpone or delay travel until, say, Tuesday night or Wednesday, that would be favorable. If you're listening to me and you do have travel plans that take you over the mountains, leave sooner then, because once the storm moves in later this afternoon and evening, you're risking the real possibility of delays or, in, you know, worse, getting stuck. So that's going to be later this afternoon, going overnight tonight and into the day on Tuesday. Finally, this storm wraps up and gets out of here. Overnight Tuesday, you know, we may start the day on Wednesday with some clouds and patchy areas of fog with lingering rain showers across southeast Colorado and western Kansas. That will eventually clear. We should get some breaks in the clouds and see some sunshine on Wednesday. Temperatures will probably be a mix of 60s. On Wednesday, and it'll probably be pretty windy at times on Wednesday, especially during the first half of the day as the storm's exiting the region and getting out of here. But that wind should abate later in the morning and into the afternoon. And Wednesday should, especially during the afternoon hours, should be a pretty spectacular day, actually. So we're going to go from 70s to near 80 today along and east of the Continental Divide to struggling to get out of the 40s and into the 50s underneath that canopy of heavy rain on Tuesday. It'll probably be warmer in southern Colorado, especially you draw a line from El Paso County out to Kit Carson County. If you're long and south of that line, you may be able to climb to the 60s and low 70s, and then scattered hit or miss showers and thunderstorms south of the center of low pressure with some more steady stratiform precipitation, light rain, if you will. Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning, that will clear out Wednesday morning, setting up a pretty nice day on Wednesday. And that's really today and tomorrow is going to be our best opportunity for precipitation because the rest of the week looks spectacular. Mostly 70s, could be near 80 across portions of the eastern plains, but I'm not going to bat an eye at that. That just looks heavenly. So Wednesday and beyond, going into next weekend, if you have outdoor plans, enjoy. Be safe. Don't be dum-dums. There could be some mid-level moisture that creeps back into Colorado from the southwest, from the Four Corners region as we head into Saturday and Sunday. I'm monitoring the forecast model trends, and once I have a better idea of what the weekend and next week is going to look like, I'll pass those details along. On the Bookface, Denver Infrarange Weather, online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy. Every Monday and Friday, I join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show. And finally, every Monday, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops and is available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and is available on 1310kfk.com. That is 1310kfka.com. You guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dumb dumbs, and I'll keep you posted. Okay, Grant, thanks. Bye. Boop.